Shalom to all. Today we're learning about Basra Parakiyot Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Aser Basra Chol Shishi Bezecha to find your Ziva Gahagun Bekar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing Shtaros. The Mishnah says Kaisvin Get Laish Afal Pishen Ishta Imai. We can write a get for a man even though his wife is not there with him. Even though very often when writing Shtar, both parties have to be there. When a man is writing a get to divorce his wife, she doesn't have to be there since he can divorce her against her will anyway. She doesn't have to be present. Furthermore, Vashayver Laisha, we could write a receipt for a woman. This is the receipt that she gives her husband when she receives her ksuba, afal bisha ein bala ima, even though her husband is not there, and again that's because he doesn't need to be there to have the shaiver written. She keeps it in her pocket or wallet or purse, and when he pays the ksuba, she hands it to him. Now, bavachei makiron, we're only allowed to write these shtaris with the people not being there as long as they're recognized, meaning as long as we know that this woman coming into Bezdin or this man coming into Bezdin is actually the one whom they're saying should be written down in the document, and the person's spouse is also the right spouse. Now, lastly, vabalnes and schar, the husband, he's the one that has to pay for the get to be written or for the shaiver to be written, and that's because it's a benefit for him, so he has to pay for it. Another din, kasun shtar loiva afal bisha ein malva imai, we're allowed to write a document for a borrower even though the lender is not there. For example, Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon. He's just afraid that when he finally manages to corner Shimon and ask him for the money, he's not going to be able to find the cipher or edim to write up the shtar for him. So in order to preempt that, he goes to the cipher, has edim, has them write up a shtar saying that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon and he could use it whenever he wants, and this is no problem because such a shtar is actually to the detriment of the loiva. If the borrower loses it without borrowing the money and the malva finds it, he'll be able to collect from the loiva if he's dishonest, as there's no problem writing the shtar for the loiva without the malva there. However, in kasun malva achei loiva imoi, we can't write a shtar for a malva until the loiva is there. Obviously, we can't write a shtar for Shimon that he lent Reuven $100 if Reuven's not there, because who says that Shimon actually did lend him $100? Now, when we do write a shtar for a borrower, v'haloiva nais and schar, the borrower, he has to pay for the writing of that shtar because he's the one that's benefiting. He's the one that's getting the money. Another din, kaisun shtar lemeicher afal bishein lekeach imoi, we can write a shtar for a seller even though the buyer is not there. Ve'in kaisun lekeach achei meicher imoi, but we can't write a shtar for a buyer until the seller is there. V'alekeach nais and schar, and the buyer has to pay for it. This is for the same reason. Let's just work backwards. The buyer is benefiting, so he's the one that has to pay for the shtar. That's also the reason why we can't write a shtar for a buyer that he bought something if the seller is not there, because who says that the seller actually sold it to him? However, we are allowed to write a shtar for a seller even though the buyer is not there, because since Beryl intends to sell his field to Shmerel and he wants to be ready to go with a shtar when Shmerel finally says, okay, I'll buy it, so we can write a shtar for him even though the buyer is not there. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continuing to discuss shtaros, ein kaisun shtar erusin v'nisuin el midah shnehen, we can't write a shtar of erusin, meaning that a man gave kiddushin to a woman, or nisuin, which is basically a ksuba, unless both of them are there. V'chasun eisin schar, the chasun has to pay for it. That's because he's, so to speak, buying his wife. Also, ein kaisun shtar erusin v'kablonos el midah shnehen, we can't write a shtar of arisas or kablonos until both of them are there. We know that a person who owns a field often would give it for arisas, that's sharecropping. Somebody takes it, works it for a couple of years, and pays the owner of the field a certain percentage of the yield. For example, half, a third, or a quarter. Kablonos is very similar, where somebody else is working his field. He just doesn't pay half or third or quarter. He pays a certain set amount of produce every year. For example, 10 bushels of wheat. And such a shtar, this agreement of arisas or kablonos, is only allowed to be written if both of them are there. However, as Mishnah said, the makabel, he has to pay for it, meaning the aris or the kablon, he's the one that has to pay for the writing of the shtar, because he's the one that's gaining, he gets to work the field and make money. The Mishnah continues, ein kaisun shtar biruin, no writing shtar biruin, which means one of two things. Either comes to the word of livror, to choose. This is when we have two baladinim, two litigants, they want to go to Bezdin, one of them picks one dayan, and the other picks another dayan, and then these two dayanim pick a third one, and so the shtar biruin is which dayan each one chose. That's one understanding. The other one is it comes from a lashon of livarer, to clarify. This is when we have two people coming to Bezdin expressing their tainas, their claims, in order for them not to be able to backtrack and say, oh, I never claimed that, I never said that. We're going to write what they said down on a piece of paper. That's the shtar beruin. So we can't write such a shtar v'chol ma'isa Bezdin, we can't write a shtar of ma'isa Bezdin, which is when Bezdin comes out with a final psak that, let's say, Reuven owes Shimon $100, or that he could take money from him, something like that. El midas shneim, except if both of them are there, and ushneim nas nischar, both of them have to pay for it. Now Rav Shmuel Gamliel says shneim kaisun shneim, that actually both of them could write two, lazel atzmai v'lazel atzmai, each one could write one for himself. This referring to shtar beruin in the second explanation, where each one of their tainos are being written down. They actually do not have to have this joint shtar written. Each one can have their own tainos written on their own shtar that they keep, so the other person can't see their tainos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.